This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Every day makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them. Yeah, we need them. We need those strategies, don't we?
As long as we're living from and even beyond that, perhaps so.
Yeah, we need strategies. Strategies for living. Welcome in. Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? I certainly hope so.
I hope so. I think I am.
Yeah. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, POPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And what is the most important relationship, Lauren, that we will ever have?
With ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I thought you were going to say you with me and me with you.
Well, you know, that's...
It's important.
Don't take any offense, but that's second. Or maybe third.
It needs to. It needs to be.
Yeah.
And you know, for a lot of us, we don't understand that. We don't get that.
Every single relationship we have is sponsored through the primary relationship that we have within us.
So the quality of our lives is largely determined by our fundamental relationship. Let's call it our base relationship.
Yeah.
And that's the relationship we have with ourselves. Now, most of us, you know, have been taught, oh, that's selfish to put yourself first. But, you know, we should even, for Christians, read the words of Jesus,
right.
You know.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Right.
Which I take to actually mean that it's a great truth.
Absolutely.
That we will always love each other as we love ourselves. So if we hate or criticize or loathe ourselves, then that's how we will love others, because we love others as we love ourselves.
Exactly. And so by that criteria, many of us could back up and say, whoa, because if that's the case, then I got some repairing to do. I got some fixing to do. Well, that's what we're going to focus on today. How do you fix your relationship with yourself? Thank you for joining us here on Strategies for a Living. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Coming back, ways to fix the relationship with yourself. That's today, here on Strategies for Living. Come back and join us. Welcome in. Welcome in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, glad you're here with us. You know, there is so much that has been written about our relationships, right? How do you improve your relationships with family members? How do you improve your relationships with people at work, people that are important to you? How do you navigate relationships with romantic partners? And of course, that's understandable why there's so much advice there, why there's so many. I mean, you could go into, you know, any bookstore, any library in the self-help psychology section, and you're going to find lots and lots of books on, you know, how to improve those kinds of relationships.
Sure, because that's the primary aspect of life.
Yeah, the quality of those relationships impacts our lives, right?
Big time. I mean, it's I'd say it's the major characteristic of our lives, because if you think about it, at the end of our life, we don't take a lot with us.
Yeah.
But what we do, what we can take, is the quality, the experiences within, and everything that we experience is within a relationship, whether it's with the person or an animal or a thing.
Right.
It's the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you go to those bookstores, you go to the libraries, you look at all those relationship books, and you realize something. You realize what's not there enough. There's not a whole lot of volumes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot out there about the most fundamental relationship that each and every one of us have, and the relationship that impacts the quality of all those other relationships. And that's the relationship that we have with ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the reality is that, and you called it a few minutes ago, the sponsor. Because it's a sponsoring relationship. The reality is the relationship that we have with ourselves is, the term in psychology is projection.
Mm-hmm.
We project onto those other relationships.
Ourselves,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, every single, you know, the wild thing is that every single relationship we have, whether it's with a person or an animal or a thing.
Yeah.
Every single thing that we relate to is a mirror. It's a beautiful mirror of ourselves. And so until we recognize that and see that and know ourselves, we can't even truly know the other, because we're too busy seeing ourselves in and on everything else.
Yeah, let's give an example here. So if you're someone who is struggles with perfectionism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you struggle to keep up very, very high standards, maybe unrealistic, but high standards, right?
Right.
Well, what are we likely to do to those that we love the most? We're likely to suffocate those loved ones.
Yes.
By holding them
to the same standards.
Right. And there's that projection. Mm-hmm. If you care and have compassion for yourself, then you're less likely to settle for relationships that don't serve your needs.
Well, and the trick there is, I think, that every relationship we have mirrors and reflects back to us something that we need to look at and see.
Okay.
And so, you know, often we say that opposites attract. And I think really what that is we magnetize people who help to reflect something that we're unaware of in ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think a lot of times if you're a person who, I don't know, can't stay still, can't sit still, has to be busy all the time, you may attract a partner who you might even consider lazy, right? Mm-hmm. Because what you're perhaps your soul is trying to show you there in that relationship is reflect back to you. Maybe you need to slow down. Maybe there needs to be a balancing within that.
Right.
And so my saying that is because I think we will continue to attract things and people that reflect back to us what we need to look at within ourselves. And I don't know, maybe there is a point where you can say until you've seen all of yourself, but I don't know that there's even
I think it's an ongoing.
Yeah,
I think it's an ongoing struggle.
Because we as humans have so much within us.
The other thing about your relationship with yourself is, of course, it impacts all the other interpersonal relationships that you have. But you know what else it does? It influences your mood. It influences your mood. It influences your levels of anxiety. And the decisions that you make for yourself. So, again, another example. Mm-hmm. If you think poorly of yourself, mm-hmm. then you're more prone to depression.
Sure.
And you're more prone to higher levels of social anxiety. Mm-hmm. And this can lead to avoidance behaviors. You might skip out on social events.
Yep.
So there's just absolutely, when we look at the relationship with ourselves, it's fundamental. It's foundational. There's no escaping the significance of your relationship with you. After all, you're with you 24/7.
Absolutely. You can almost think of it very literally, right? I mean, it's there in the word relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the primary relationship is with yourself, and that's your vessel through which you're sailing
the
rest of the world.
Well, a ship is something I'm going to get on and sail through, right?
Right. And so if you're constantly in your relationship, if you're constantly degrading the relationship with yourself, you're going to have a whole lot of holes in your ship, and you might find yourself sinking in the waters.
Yeah, if you showed up for your cruise and the ship mm-hmm. had a whole bunch of holes in its bow,
wasn't well taken care of,
and it wasn't like it looked like on those TV commercials. It was falling down and dilapidated. Would you get on that ship?
No.
No.
No, yeah.
So the relationship mm-hmm. that is most important, the one that you've got to take the most and the best care of, is your relationship with you. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about here before we get into strategies, if you will, to improve your relationship with yourself. There's an elephant in the room,
mm-hmm.
okay, because so many of us have been taught, not because people are trying to harm us, but in a well-meaning way, don't think so highly of yourself, mm-hmm. you know. And if you put yourself first, then that's selfish.
Right.
But, you know,
the reframing that I like is going from, we don't want to be a self-centered person.
Yeah.
But we want to be centered in self.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so the reframe there means that I don't want to be so obsessed with myself that I don't see anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
But I also have to recognize it's balance, right? I also have to recognize what we're talking about today, which is that if I don't take care of myself, if I'm not centered in who I am in myself, my body and my mind, if I'm not centered within that, I'm going to have a hard time navigating, because that's essentially what centered in self means. It means I'm putting myself in the captain's chair.
Yeah.
And if the captain is just running around on the ship in the relationship, you know, you're not going to know where you're going. You might go off course a lot. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. If the captain is running around like a proverbial chicken with its head cut off.
Yes.
Again, would you board that ship?
If he says, I don't know what this ship does. I don't know what this button does. I don't know how to steer. I don't know what that thing out back
I'm getting
does.
Off that ship.
Right. Yeah. And that is what you want to do with yourself. You want to know what all of your buttons do, right?
Absolutely.
And how to steer the ship and how to get in the captain's chair.
This is not new. We've said this before, but you cannot give what you do not have. So it's not selfish to have and make important your relationship with yourself. It can be selfless, because if I want to give you a drink of water, I want to take care of your thirst in the worst way, mm-hmm. right? But I've let my container, my pitcher, run dry.
Right.
Then it doesn't matter how much I want to give you a drink.
Right.
I don't have it to give.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is not a selfish act. It can be an incredibly selfless act. And again, it's sponsored by your intention, your intentionality and balance.
For so many reasons, right? Because you don't have what you don't, you can't give what you don't have. And
right.
So if you're in a place where you're very full, you can overflow into everybody else.
Right.
But also we're finding that the more healed and whole that you are, the more you have to offer, even if that's not a direct offering.
Right.
You know, whatever I work on and heal and get to know within myself, I can help you with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I can see and recognize within you.
So we're gonna take a break here. When we come back, we're going to dive into some strategies. We're going to dive into, all right, well, for most of us, we've probably, we're probably saying, that relationship with me mm-hmm. could stand some improving. Well, where do I start? Mm-hmm. How do I begin to do that? We're going to present strategies today. And the rest of the program to help you, help all of us do it. Talking about our most important relationship today, the relationship that we have with ourselves. And how do we fix it? How do we fix the relationship with ourselves? We're diving in when we come back here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, Maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending. LearningRx Report offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Report. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Report.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Talking today about the relationship that we have with ourselves. And, you know, we've already made the case. Well, for most of us, we haven't been taught.
Right.
You know, we
right.
haven't been taught to focus on the relationship.
Because we start off as babies. Not, you know, we all say that all babies are all Buddhists when they're first born,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because we don't recognize that we're separate from anybody else.
Right.
But then there comes a point where we do recognize we're separate.
That's that ego blossoming, yeah.
Right. And so the way that we first begin to develop the relationship with self is, one, how we watch our parents treat themselves.
Yep.
And then then their relationship with us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that, I think that's important to keep in mind. You know, your original relationship with self is actually a reflection of kind of a combination of how you watched your parents or your role models, your primary guardians, their relationship with themselves.
Right.
And how they, you know, their relationship with you, how they responded to your needs.
And no matter what happened there, it is now your responsibility.
Right. Exactly.
It is your ability to respond now.
Right.
And, you know, your parents had parents and mm-hmm. their parents had parents. And
right.
so, you know, it may, some things may not have, you know, been as healthy as they could be.
And I would say likely not, because we are becoming more and more conscious and aware as time goes on.
Right.
And I don't think that's, you know, that's not going to, what I want to say is that it's not to be blamed or it's no one else's
no.
fault. It's not necessarily.
Because when you get grown, it is your responsibility. It's
right,
our responsibility.
Right.
And that starts with the relationship that we have with ourselves.
Yeah, and how do you want it to look? How do you want to develop that?
All right, so, you know, there's an old saying, Lauren, mm-hmm. feelings follow behavior.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So the first strategy we're going to talk about mm-hmm. is to practice healthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quality of your habits impacts your relationship with yourself.
Absolutely.
When you fall for vices, mm-hmm. Whether it's eating a bunch of junk food or drinking, you know, alcohol or binging on Netflix,
yeah.
whatever it
or
is.
Doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. What happens? You feel worse about yourself.
Right.
And likewise, you're going to feel better about yourself after you engage in healthy habits like physical activity
yep.
or reading a book or eating a healthy meal.
Right.
And so make yourself a priority. Put yourself first there.
Well, what this is about listening, beginning to listen and to know your body and your mind and to give it the needs that it needs,
absolutely.
Right? Because I think a lot of us did not, you know, out of no fault of our own or our parents, they just didn't know how to meet all of our needs. And so
right.
part of reclaiming and developing a stronger relationship with self begins with recognizing your own needs and trusting yourself to meet those needs.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you know, and every single time that you practice a habit that promotes
yeah.
healthiness in you,
mm-hmm.
you're conveying the message to yourself
yeah.
that you're worth the investment in time and energy and care.
And I care for you.
Absolutely.
And that could be the question for you, just to develop some awareness around this. You know, just to ask yourself in the middle of something you do every day, right? To ask yourself, what am I communicating to my mind and my body through this action, right? And I think some of us, something I've thought about recently was just the way that I bathe myself. You know, some of us, we go in, and I don't know about anybody else, but I recognize I've gotten in the habit of just being really fast and just wanting to get it done and over with, right? And I had to pause for a moment and say, what am I communicating to my mind and my body by just wanting to jump in, get this over with, and then get out?
Yeah, a bath can be a luxurious spa, a little mini spa for yourself every day.
Right, and it can be full of sensation and care and love.
And it doesn't have to be that way every day.
No, and it doesn't have to be super long to be full of care and love.
Right.
Just awareness.
Yeah.
Right? Just bringing yourself to awareness and recognizing, even as you're, you know, as you're washing your leg, man, I'm thankful for my legs.
Yeah.
Right? Expressing gratitude, because we remember that our bodies are just a collection of intelligent living cells that may not know how to speak words, but definitely respond to our energy and our care.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt. Now, another strategy, and I think this, you know, these are all the strategies we're talking about today are important, but I'm going to asterisk, maybe double asterisk this one, because I think this is, you know, this is a big one for a lot of us. We have an inner critic. And so
maybe a couple.
And so to tame our inner critics can be a massive strategy.
Yes.
To, you know, to improve your relationship with yourself.
And this begins just by recognizing, how am I speaking to myself? Because I think a lot of us go unaware for a long time, not even recognizing, man, I'm berating the heck out of myself in my head, and I didn't even realize it, right?
One of the things that you get to do, you know, it's a privilege to hear what, through the years as a therapist, as a, you know, you get to hear how people talk to themselves, because that's part of what happens in the therapy room, is that, you know. I can tell you, over the 30 years, you know, I've heard people say some very unkind, disparaging comments about themselves. That's not constructive. That's not constructive. They tear us apart, and they only make it exponentially harder to reach whatever goals that we want to reach, right?
I think some people who maybe had a critical caregiver often develop this habit in order to self-protect, right? Well, if I can criticize myself before or even more than the critical caregiver, I can protect myself. And, you know, we fall into this fallacy of, well, I need to be criticized in order to do things well, or the right way, or not to be a failure, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think we all need to challenge and recognize, because we can be and become so much greater people if we are kind and loving towards ourselves.
Absolutely.
And then, therefore, towards each other.
And, you know, when it breaks down, you know, if we just to be kind, we'll probably get the job done of life. You know, just be kind.
Yeah.
Just don't forget to be kind to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that vein, ask yourself, how would I talk to my friend?
Yes.
Is this something I would say to my friend? Is this something I would say to my kid? Is this something I would say to my younger sibling?
And if it's not, why say it to yourself?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Treat yourself like, you know, there is, remember the young child within you. And how would you want them to be spoken to?
Right. So the language and the tone that you would use to speak to a loved one, that's the blueprint. That's the template, if you will.
Yeah.
of how to speak to yourself.
Some people even, you know, you can even say, how would you speak to your dog? How would you speak to your pet?
Yeah, if we spoke to ourselves like most of us treat our dogs and cats.
Can you imagine?
The world would,
be excited to see you. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
A third strategy that I want to talk about is humility, practicing humility. And then humility is, in our culture, this is an uphill battle, right?
Yes.
Because our Western culture really hasn't readily embraced humility. And, because our Western culture is about being John Wayne, individualism, unrestrained materialism. Okay, well, that has its place.
Right.
But
we have so much of this on its head, you know.
Yeah. So what is humility? Mm. Humility is the acceptance that I'm no better and I'm no worse than anybody else.
And I think so many of us have this backwards understanding of humility as I have to belittle myself or make myself smaller. And that's not the case at all.
I have to bow down and bow and scrape and all of that.
Right. But if we look at the word humility, you know, etymologically where the word comes from, it comes from humus, which simply means earth. And so that's the way I like to think of humility, is to remember we're all of earth.
Yeah.
We're all, and to look to earth for how, because if you look to nature, it's a great representation of humility.
Yep.
Because the flowers don't shirk down. That's not humility.
No.
The flowers don't hide themselves. They burst open, and that's still humble. Because they're bursting open in excitement, and they know that their pollen is going to help, the bees and the other flowers and everything else in the ecosystem. Because if the flowers were wilted and they tucked into themselves, then they would be of no service to the rest of the earth.
There's no amount of fortune or fame or success that makes any of us more worthy than any other human being. Mm. And so the other side of that, the flip side of that, is there's no shortcoming that can deprive you of your worth.
Mm, right.
So, I mean, again,
you're worthy just because you're here.
Right. And that's humility.
Yes.
That's how to practice humility.
And to recognize your grand place within the earth and the cosmos.
You matter.
Literally.
And we can say that to others. We can say, oh, you matter.
Yeah.
But can we say that to ourselves? I matter.
Yeah.
And that's so important. That's humility.
Yeah.
Nobody's greater. Nobody's lesser.
And we all have beautiful gifts to share with
Absolutely.
People.
Talking about today on Strategies for Living, ways to fix your relationship with yourself. We've got more. So come back here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. Padres, bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now,
There's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living lady radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about strategies to improve our relationship with ourselves. Because the relationship that each one of us have with ourselves, that's the sponsoring relationship. That's the basic relationship in our lives. That's the most fundamental relationship in our life and every other relationship that we're in.
It includes ourselves, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're discussing strategies to improve your relationship with yourself. Here's one: let go of perfectionism.
Ooh,
you know, we kind of touched on this earlier, but you know, on the surface, perfectionism might appear to have a healthy, you know, perfectionists may seem to have a healthy relationship with themselves because they present as driven, as high achievers, and as successful.
Yeah.
But the reality is that they may suffer greatly behind the facade of that perfectionism because perfectionists fall for the all or nothing trap. And, you know, they view themselves as either perfect or a complete failure. That's the all or nothing trap.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, we're probably neither.
No, absolutely not. And if you're afraid of failure, that keeps you from moving in the direction of growth, right? I mean, any sort of judgment like that is going to immediately stop our growth. And, you know, as long as we're here, we can be pretty well assured that we're not perfect.
Yeah.
And if there is such a thing as perfect to achieve, you know, we know we have to make some progress and make some little steps and maybe missteps along the road to perfection.
Right. Right. Engaging in meaningful work. That's another strategy that's important. Our work is meaningful when it lines up, when it aligns with your values and your interest. And that's what adds fulfillment to our lives and helps us feel good about ourselves, right?
Right. Yeah. And it greatly improves your relationship with yourself because what you're saying to yourself is, I recognize that you value, I don't know, you value creativity and you value family and you value being of service. And so I'm going to combine those into something that we get to do every day and gift that back to you.
Right.
I mean, that's the relationship with self and action by recognizing what it is that you like and are good at and what you value.
Right.
And then gifting that to yourself.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't derive much meaning from whatever employment they have.
Yeah. It doesn't always have to come from your paid work.
There was a survey of adults from 17 different countries that showed only like 25% derive meaning from their occupation. So if you're in a situation like that, don't despair because you can find meaning outside of what you do.
Oh, so many other places.
It can be a means to an end. You can find volunteer opportunities. You can get into creative endeavors outside of your
gardening.
Yeah. Well, you know, playing a musical instrument.
Yeah.
And then work can kind of then be a means to an end,
right?
Of, you know, bringing beauty to the planet in another way beyond your work.
Sure.
Yeah. Setting appropriate boundaries. We talk a lot about the B word here, called strategies for living.
Yeah.
But being mindful of who you are surrounding yourself with, your choices in terms of your surroundings. Some people bring out the best in us, and some people do the opposite, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we're talking about the relationship with self. And when you mentioned setting boundaries, you know, the question that kind of bubbled up in my head was, well, what does boundaries with self look like?
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that really all boundaries that we set are boundaries with and for self.
Yeah.
I mean, even the boundaries, quote unquote, boundaries that we set with others are really boundaries for ourselves.
Because we're setting those.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. They're our choice.
And
a lot of times we don't look at them as our choices.
And that's the definition of boundaries. It's something I'm going to do that has nothing to do with the other person. So it's something I will do in order to protect my peace and to protect my relationship with myself.
Yep.
And so really all boundaries are boundaries with and for self.
Yep. And so if you've got somebody in your life, even if it's a member of your family, that you need to put some distance, you know, that's what you need to do. I mean, you know, it's not about cutting somebody out.
No, there are so many places within the spectrum between, you know, full contact and no contact.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and they don't even all have to be directly or blatantly stated for the other person. It can just simply be a matter of, you know, I'm just going to pull back. And, you know, maybe I used to talk to this person every day, and a boundary that I'm going to do is I'm just not going to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
I might speak once a week or every other day or whatever it feels best for you.
Last but not least, celebrate the victories.
Ooh.
This is a wonderful strategy, and it's one that I think maybe we don't do enough. In you know, it's human nature to focus on the negative and take the positive for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after all, the job of our brain is not to make you feel happy. From an evolutionary perspective, the job of the brain is to protect us,
right?
By looking out for the, you know, worst case scenario, right?
Yes, and you know, this is very much akin to, you know, as if you're a parent to a child, you have to be careful of only giving attention to the child when they're sick or misbehaving, right?
You
always stress to a parent, make sure you know, give attention when they're behaving in a way that you think is good or healthy for the kid, right?
Yeah.
And the same goes well for us. If we only pay attention and give attention to ourselves when we're out of line or we need quote unquote fixing or something's gone awry, then we'll misinterpret that, right?
Yeah.
And so part of caring for self is to recognize when we are joyful and to give yourself more of joy and more love.
And when you've done something well, celebrate that victory. Celebrate it. And because, again, there's nothing wrong with looking at ourselves and saying, okay, I need to correct here and here. All right, that's well and good. That's fine.
Sure.
But to flip that over, you know, okay, when you do something well, celebrate those victories because, you know, we've all been part of celebrations, right?
Yeah.
And
hopefully,
and we get caught up in them and we're attracted to them, right?
Yes. And it expands your life and helps you to grow.
And we want more.
Yeah.
We want more. And that's, you know, that's the deal. We want to continue to improve on our relationship with ourselves. So celebrate the victories. Talking about, you know, the relationship with ourselves, it's the primary. It's the foundational and fundamental relationship that sponsors all others. Today, we're talking about that here on Strategies for Living.
You're you're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Been talking about today that foundational relationship, that fundamental relationship. It's a relationship that we have with ourselves. And how do we go about improving that relationship with self? What are your takeaways from our conversation here today, Lauren?
I want to stress, and I hope we've hit this over and over again, how important your relationship with yourself is and how foundational it is to your life, you know, that you're living in the building with others.
Yeah.
And, you know, if just maybe to choose one thing that we've talked about, whether that's, you know, catching your inner critic or scheduling some time to celebrate something you've done well this week or today, and to be gentle and compassionate. Recognize how you're speaking to yourself. Recognize how you're speaking to others, because that can be a good reflection of.
Yeah, that can be a reminder. Hey, you can ask yourself, "Oh, wait a minute, am I talking to myself like that?"
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if so, that's what needs to be corrected first. And if I correct that, then
all else will follow suit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know. To thine own self be true.
Yeah, and gentle and compassionate.
There you go. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. We love doing this for you each and every day, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.